Agun Erev Shabbos to our incredible alumni of Or Shlomo, the amazing, amazing Talmidim who give us so much, nachas. Hashem should give you, Be'ez Hashem, as much nachas from your children and your Talmidim as you give us Rebbe's here. And it's such a tremendous thing. And I want to share a quick thought on this week's parasha. Parasha's Noach. Noach. What can we say about Noach? Noach was an amazing person. He was a unique person. A person who, in his times, he was amazing. And what did Hashem get Noach to do? Noach became a builder. I had a Rebbe, Rav Mendel Kaplan. Rav Mendel Kaplan, he was not my Rebbe, but he's my Rebbe's Rebbe. He's my Rebbe's father. Rav Mendel Kaplan, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. What did Mendel Kaplan love doing? Of course, he loved learning Torah, and he loved Steigen, and he loved religion, Talmidim. But a lot of times, he loved working on cars. Mendel liked to work on cars. He liked to build. I had a Rebbe, Zolga's inside, she lived with me well. He's actually a Talmud, Rebbe Mendel Kaplan. His name was Rabbi Eisen. He was my 11th grade Rebbe in Darchei Torah. He's a very serious person, a very edel person. And I was so surprised at one point somebody says to Rabbi, are you Rabbi Eisen? Doesn't he like working on cars on his front lawn? Rabbi Eisen likes working on his cars. I can't even imagine it. But you had Noach. Noach, the tzaddik of a generation. What's he doing? He's building a teva. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Every nail, every screw, every carving, all that wood. He couldn't just go down to, you know, Ace Hardware and get a hammer and a nail and plywood. He couldn't do that. He had to do it all by himself for 120 years. That's what he's doing. Noach. Noach, they say Noach was a big tzaddik. Noach was a big builder. Noach was a big contractor. From his hands, which probably had holes in it, from all the building. Noach, what he did. Why did Noach do it? For 120 years. Why did Noach build? Why didn't Hashem just put it there? Because Hashem wanted Noach to show the world. To show the world. This is what could happen. These are the mistakes that we're making. The world is going to go bye-bye. And I might do it for 10 minutes, and you don't get the message the first time. Come back tomorrow. Come back next week. Come back in a month. I'm still doing it. I'm still working hard. I want you to get the message. I'm trying to save you. It's amazing how many chances Hashem used Noach to be able to give the world chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. One day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 120 years. Noach, the big contractor. Think about that. Giving so many chances. I once wrote on my phone, Hashem is willing to give me a billion, billion, billion chances. He's willing to wait until I do it better and I do it better and I do it better. How many chances am I ready to give to my fellow Yid? How many chances am I ready to give to my friends? A friend of mine makes a mistake and I'm not willing to give him another chance? Hashem gave him hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of days, thousands of days, 120 years worth of chances. I'm still building. I just want one of you. You have one more chance. How many chances are we willing to give another person? I was talking to one of my Chashuva Talmidim yesterday. He said he and his friend, they weren't getting along, this, that. Okay, should he make it up with his friend now? Should they make up? Give him one more chance. I asked this Talmud. I said, would you rather win or would you rather be happy? If you rather win, don't give him another chance. You win. You put him down. If you rather be happy, you give him another chance. Give him another chance. Give him another chance. That's what Noach was doing for 120 years. Giving another chance. When you get married, Bez Hashem, someone told me they were getting married because some of them are going out. Some of them have some time. Some of them are already married. When you get married and you engage with some sort of disagreement with your Chashuv Rebbetzin, would you rather win or would you rather be happy? If you'd rather be happy, give him another chance. Give her another chance. Everybody should have a wonderful, spectacular Shabbos Bez Hashem.